It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. I wanted to do a quick follow-up today on iOS 7, because I recorded a boo last week, a couple of weeks ago, just as iOS 7 came out, to talk about it a little bit. And at the time I said I'm not going to be installing it right away because I was going away for the weekend and I didn't want to brick my phone and then not have a phone for the weekend to go away. So I held off doing the upgrade until last week when I had a couple of days at home where I would be in a position to restore my phone should I need to. I have actually now updated both my iPhone 5 and my iPad mini. And my iPad 2 with a broken screen, but I don't really use that. I just updated it anyway. The update went smoothly on all three devices. Happy to report, no bricking, no resetting, all very happy, all just worked. And I quite like iOS 7, I have to say. It feels different enough that it almost feels like you've got a new device, which is really nice. When you've been working with the same device and the same operating system for a while, it's nice to give it a little bit of a refresh. It's like a new lick of paint, isn't it? So yeah, I'm getting on with it well. I've got the hang of most of it. I was completely flummoxed by mail. Because on the old version of iOS, if you were looking at a mail in your inbox, you could swipe on the message to the right and you got a delete option, and you now have to swipe to the left. And I only realised how frequently I did that when it suddenly didn't work anymore, and I found myself swiping on my mail messages and they weren't doing anything. But we've sorted that out now. The one bit I really don't like is the built-in calendar, particularly on the iPhone. I can't get a month view at all. I can get the day view, I can get the list view, but they seem to have taken away the month view. So thankfully I had already purchased a calendar app called Sunrise, which is a very nice little calendar app. So I've just switched to using that instead because I can get my month view on that one, which makes me much happier. In terms of battery usage, I know a lot of people have said battery usage is a bit of a problem. Yes, my battery is possibly going flatter, slightly quicker, but it's not been a dramatic difference. And I tend to find the biggest factor in how flat my battery goes is how much I use my phone during the day versus how much it's sitting in standby mode. You know, you can always tell if I've had a bad day with the kids because I've been on Twitter and Facebook more and the phone is going flat. Whereas if I've had a good day with the kids, I've been using it less and it lasts for longer. And it still feels like that. So battery life, perhaps slightly diminished, but not dramatically for me. I wanted to talk a bit about security, though, because this is quite interesting. Apple are having some teething problems with iOS 7. One of the things they did was force people to use a passcode to lock their phones, particularly the phones. There isn't an option to get out of it when you install iOS 7, although you can subsequently, I believe, go and switch it off in the settings. The iPad, there is an option to bypass setting a code if you want to as you install. So I've set a passcode on my phone for the first time. But one of the reasons for doing that is to improve security. But there were a whole load of security holes left in iOS 7 whereby people could completely bypass the lock screen and the code and get at your phone anyway. So Apple released last weekend an update, which is the 7.0.2 update, which is supposed to fix some security holes. There are still some huge gaping security holes. One of which being, you know, we've got this natty new quick launch bar or whatever it's called, the thing that you get when you swipe up from the bottom of the screen and you get a quick access menu with Wi-Fi off and on and Bluetooth off and on, you know, that is still by default accessible when the screen is locked. So if somebody nicks your phone, they can swipe up the screen, put it in airplane mode, and suddenly all your Find My iPhone stuff has disabled completely. So what I've done to improve the security of my phone, within the settings, you can switch off Siri access when the phone is locked, which is a good thing to do. And you can also disable this quick launch bar when the iPhone is locked. So literally, all you can do when the iPhone is locked is get at the camera. Anything else you have to put the passcode in for. So those are my quick thoughts on iOS 7. Would love to hear how everyone else is getting on.